Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome to Walls in Our Minds. This is Terry Dodd. I'm hoping my co-host, Red Beckman, may show up. Red, are you live yet? Oh, Red's not. How about you, John? John, are you live?
I'm right here.
Hey, good to hear your voice.
Yours also.
I'm going to start us out with a prayer to get this show started tonight. Almighty God, we just come to you and thank you for all the ways that you're showing us your truth and giving us so much exploration here tonight and at the Tesla conference. And very much appreciate the way that you have worked today. And we just invite your spirit to join us and bring some things forward that our listeners will enjoy this evening. And I just pray that the truth be brought forward. And it's in your son's name we pray. Amen. We got several folks that are going to be on here for the first half hour. And then at 8:30 tonight, we'll in Mountain Time, we'll be bringing on the gentleman from LifeWave. And I'm very excited to have those guys on with us right now. Christopher, are you live?
Yes, sir, I am. Can you hear me?
I sure do. What I'd like
How are you
to do
guys doing
is,
tonight?
I'm doing great, and it's good to have you on with us. Christopher Key is, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Christopher?
We have a company named SWAT, Sports with Alternative Steroids. We are now the most controversial supplement company in the world. We've been banned by the NFL. We've been banned by Major League Baseball. I've been put in jail twice. We've done some very unique things in athletics that greatly help improve strength, balance, flexibility, and help with any pain. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, Christopher.
What would you like for me to go
with?
I
hear you fine, Christopher. Keep going.
Okay. How long do we have? So I know how long to keep it at.
You got about 25 minutes.
Okay. Just for your listeners so you can kind of understand where we've been, we began to work with the University of Alabama 2 years ago, and we taught them some very unique technology, and they went on to go 13-0 and win the national championship. We had some issues with the head football coach and the strength coach, so we decided the best thing to do would be to prove a point and take it to the rivalry, which was the Auburn Tigers. We then took it to Auburn, and they ended up going 13-0 and win the national championship also. People don't believe this, but what we have is a hologram. What people don't understand about holograms are a huge storage center for information. And we can take that hologram and store frequencies inside that hologram. And then we just use ancient Chinese medicine acupressure points to then resonate that frequency throughout the body. Okay? What people don't realize is I can take my cell phone and put behind you and make a phone call, and that frequency would blow through your body. Right now, as I'm sitting here talking to you, there are frequencies from Wi-Fi, from the cell phones, from the radio towers, the power lines. They're all going through our bodies, 90 to nothing, and they affect us in a very, very negative way. So what I try to get people to envision, you know, if they're in the Super Bowl and they're watching that football game, can they imagine how many people have a cell phone with them? And more than anything, can you imagine how many frequencies are blowing through your body? So if what we say is true, those frequencies affect both teams. And the cool thing is it used to affect both teams equally. But we've been able to figure out a way to manipulate that so that we can make our ball players instantly stronger, give them more balance, give them more flexibility, and help with pain. And we can do that by taking a hologram again and put it on an acupressure point that then resonates to allow them to have more strength, balance, flexibility, and pain. And we have peer-reviewed published papers to prove that this technology is real.
Christopher?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to stop you for a half a second and let John tell the folks what he experienced with you yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. In fact, I'm at present wearing one of SWAT's wristbands specifically because of the demonstration that Christopher gave to me and how he showed how it increased my balance. And it was a pretty amazing process. I've never wore anybody's wristbands or anything else. I've never put any magnetic wristbands on my person, but this instantly seemed to give me a better balance point.
Well, and, also strength, John. Remember what he did with your putting your arm out. Give him a description of that, and I'll tell you guys that John's been a friend of mine for many years, and he's a bit of an ox. I mean, he is one stout fellow, and certainly no wimp. So I'll let him finish what he's saying.
Well, the whole process that he showed me, and how he put my phone literally up to my heart, and showed me how it actually created a weakness in itself, and showed me that it is a microwave signal. And when he put the wristband around that, it blocked the element that was harming or damaging me. And I found that to be quite incredible in itself. This is something I'm wearing complete. I'm wearing it day and night, basically, at this point. I think this is I think it's quite fabulous. And I wouldn't say that about anything. Everything has to be proven to me because I just don't believe most of what's out there. So,
Christopher, give us a little rundown on what you did to John and why it's effective.
Well, my background is in exercise physiology and kinesiology, okay? And I did some basic kinesiology tests to John, which was nothing but for fun, okay? The ideal situation would be to bring you back into my lab and put you on a balance board where we can actually measure your balance, or to bring you back into the lab and put you on what's called a Biodex machine that will measure pound per square inch of torque power, okay? That's the ideal situation, but when I come out to conferences like this, I want to have fun with people, and the kinesiology tests are really cool demonstrations to do. And these are tests that anybody can do with one another, okay? The basic test I always do is a strength test. And if you just type in Google SWAT spray, you can see in many demos of me doing this to people around the country. And what I do is I just take a basic two fingers and I try to push the person's arm down and to test their strength, okay? And then after doing that, I let them have plenty enough time to recover because of the lactic acid buildup, which is next to nothing. And then I do a second test, and on the second test, I actually take the cell phone and put it up to their chest, and they fall like a little girl. And everybody does it every single time, 100% of the time. And I normally have a young lady do it because everybody thinks I'm strong and I'm just holding back. And what's happening is, as soon as I take that cell phone and put it up into your energy field, it zaps you like a taser gun, okay? You don't feel the zap, but your body does, and that's why John's arm fell like a little girl, and so did yours. And yep. Then what I do is I take the band and put it around the cell phone and do a third test, and you become rock solid. Because what I'm doing is resonating those frequencies throughout your body to allow your body to instantly become more strong, more balanced, more flexible, and to help with any pain. Does that make sense?
Yes,
it does.
Now, the other really cool test that we've been able to do is pain. And I don't know how many of your listeners have pain. Most of us do. And our whole big mission with SWAT, Sports with Alternative Steroids, was to get athletes and get people away from drugs, chemicals, and surgery. Because we've seen so many athletes around the country you know, taking these drugs, which we know cause other ill effects, which eventually has to have surgery. So we've been able to take this chip and put it exactly where the pain is, and in real time, within a matter of seconds, see a great reduction in pain. And the cool thing is we've got thermal images where you can see where before you would have pain in a certain area. You can then take a thermal image and see the red heat and then put the chip exactly where the pain was, and you can watch the pain dissipate in real time. And that's pretty amazing.
Well, I was shocked at the fact that you could emit a frequency into my body using a hologram on a bracelet. Now, you know, I'm familiar with the holograms they've been putting on credit cards and things like that, and how they store data on it, but it never dawned on me that you could store a frequency in that and have it operate that way in the energy field of a human body. That just shocked me, and if I hadn't experienced it myself, I don't know that anybody would even believe it without you know, living through it. And and your little tests and things were very convincing, and it was fun too. And it, like you said, it was fun. It's just one of the things that we've run into here at this Tesla conference, this Extraordinary Technologies conference, and you know, John's going to benefit from it for a while, but watching him, you pull his arm down when that phone was there was very interesting. And frankly, we had a similar experience right across the way from where your booth was today, Christopher, with the Photon Genius, Warren, who was on our show last night, did some things with us where he was doing strength tests with us today.
Yes.
And he could have us point to something that was a weakness, or have you lie. He could say he had me say my name's Charlie, and when I would say that, it would cause me to be weak. He could pull my fingers apart where he couldn't pull it apart when I was saying my name is Terry, and he did the same thing with John. And this same kind of technology is just amazing here. And how long have you been doing this, Christopher, with the frequencies?
Well, this technology we've been utilizing for a little over 23 years. The stuff with the bands and whatnot, we've only been doing that for about 7. And, you know, kinesiology is my trade, and it's really unbelievable when you begin to ask your body what's wrong with it. It will tell you. People don't understand that, but that's where they have to go and study kinesiology. But one of the things that I don't know if we've talked much about in the conversation we had, but the main technology I would love for your listeners to look into, you know, number one is Tesla. You know, a lot of your listeners know who Tesla is, but a lot of your listeners do not know who Royal Raymond Rice is. And we have combined the two technologies together, and that's one of the things that has made us so successful. Did I tell you a little bit about Rice the other day when we were talking?
I was already familiar with Royal Raymond Rice. In fact,
okay.
I have the frequency generator at my house.
Okay.
So I am a firm believer in what he was doing, and I understand the frequencies. In fact, I have all the frequency codes and everything else as well.
Okay.
I'm not doing anything nearly to the degree that you are, but I recognize the value in it. I recognize how the frequencies work to help the body. And Royal Raymond Rice, of course, made that whole booklet that gave you the frequency values.
Well, let me go into that real quick.
Sure.
You know, I don't know if y'all talk much about Rice, but your listeners need to understand that it's very well documented that in 1933 that he cured cancer. He was given 16 terminal cancer patients, and in a matter of 30 days, he cured 14 of the 16. It took him another 30 days to cure the other two. He had 100% success rate. Okay? It's very well documented. Now, us, what we've been doing for 23 years is we've been managing pain, okay? We've been managing pain by using Rice technology, and what we've been able to do is manage many, many thousands and thousands of people that have terminal cancer, and the one thing we've had to do over and over and over again is apologize to these people, because as we were managing their pain, guess what happened? As we were managing their pain, their cancer went away. And, you know, you can't cure or prevent any disease, so, you know, we always just say we're sorry because our whole intention was to do nothing but manage the pain. So that's been one of the ways that we've been able to continue to do what we do, utilizing Rife technology and utilizing the Tesla technology. Did you get a chance to look up anything about our SWAT spray, John?
I did not. I did not get a chance to yet. However, I'm very interested in it.
Let me go into that real quick because we've got about 5 minutes left. We have a very unique spray called SWAT spray, okay? We have deer that are harvested out of New Zealand. Their antlers are the fastest growing substance on planet Earth. They grow almost a foot a day, okay? And the reason why they grow so fast is because of the IGF-1 that is found on the tip of the antlers. We're able to freeze-dry that IGF-1, extract it out, and then put into a sublingual form that you then spray under your tongue, and that IGF-1 is released throughout your body. If your listeners don't understand IGF-1, a lot of them will understand HGH, human growth hormone. Human growth hormone, people take synthetically into their body. It's then converted by the liver to IGF-1, which allows the body to rebuild, rejuvenate, and regrow. This product is the one product that got us banned in the NFL. And it's really lack of education because the NFL doesn't distinguish between natural and synthetic. And one of the things your listeners need to know is we began to work with Hugh Jackson, who used to be the Baltimore Ravens assistant coach. He did so well. 3 years ago, he got the assistant head football coaching job at Oakland Raiders. Using our protocols and whatnot, we were part of the Oakland Raiders team that went from 1-15 to 9-4 this past season and made it. They were the only team in the division that won a division, didn't make it to the playoffs. And the cool thing is 2 weeks after he was named the head football coach, he was forced to disassociate himself from us. He was told by the NFL to disassociate himself from us. And the even cooler thing is we had over 40 other NFL ball players that we had endorsements from. And one of the things you need to understand is we've never paid one of our athletes a penny for an endorsement. They've endorsed our program because of who we are and what we stand for. And all those ball players all got letters from the NFL saying if they did not disassociate themselves from us by the 15th of February, they would be suspended from the league also.
Hi, Christopher, so, I got a quick question for you. Did they consider your product in the same vein as a steroid then? Is that what they did, even though it's not a steroid?
Again, if you go back and look, 15 years ago, the NFL banned creatine, okay? And
okay.
What they didn't understand was that creatine was a completely, totally natural form. And this is the same thing with IGF-1. It's completely, totally natural. They can't ban it unless they remove the pituitary gland from every one of the ball players. They banned it. The reason why they banned it is because IGF-1 is a banned substance. But it's a banned substance in synthetic form. And they don't understand the difference between synthetic and natural. And get this, what they don't realize is every one of the NFL teams give their ball players at the training table milk and meat. Okay.
Right.
Almost all milk and meat in America has bovine growth hormone, which is a synthetic form of IGF-1. So they
Absolutely.
Are giving their ball players an illegal substance in the training room. And it's just lack of education, and that's what we've been trying to do now for a little over 7 years is educate because we
right.
want these ball players to understand that there are much better ways to go about the system than doing drugs, chemicals, and surgery.
Right, and a growth hormone also is a very dangerous hormone, but of course it's got the blessing of Monsanto, so it's okay.
Monsanto, oh my gosh! Well, the Monsanto has been beyond an evil person of mine. I have twins that have a very rare disease called phenylketonuria, which
yes.
is PKU, where they'll never eat protein the rest of their life. No milk, no chicken, no cheese, no fish, no birthday cake, no
yes.
ice cream, nothing at all. And
yes.
I have a minor in nutrition, and I thought I knew a lot about nutrition until my wife gave birth to my two beautiful twins. And 3 months after birth, 3 years after birth, when the doctors told us to start feeding my children real fruits and vegetables, their levels went off the chart, and I come to find out that the fruits and vegetables I was feeding my children had been genetically modified by Monsanto, and what I didn't realize is they were actually taking a pig gene and crossing it with the tomato to make the tomato much larger. And then they were taking the frog gene and crossing it to make it substantial or sustainable in the cold weather. And then they were taking the pesticide and putting it in there so they don't have to spray it on the peeling. And then when my children take in this genetically modified tomato, their body can't break it down at all. And
well,
your listeners,
you know,
taking
that they, Christopher,
go ahead.
You know that they place the scorpion into some of their food.
That's a new one for me. I'll say that again.
Yeah. They splice scorpion genes into other types of foods as well.
Now, why are they putting the scorpion gene in there?
I don't know. I really don't. They've done so many weird splices and so many bizarre things. It's almost as if what they're trying to do is damage the general public.
Wow. I mean, it's been very interesting to see Monsanto and how they developed Agent Orange, and then now they're the ones developing our food. I mean, that's scary to me.
Yes. It doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
It doesn't if you don't understand what's going on. It makes perfect sense when you begin to get the bigger picture.
Oh, yeah. Well, Roundup Ready Corn doesn't make me very happy either. Nor soybean, nor a number of other things that they've done of that nature. And I find it to be quite alarming that what they're basically feeding us all at this point in time is non-edible food, things that our body will not recognize.
I mean, that's so true. And you have to understand that there's three things that we have to do to survive. We have to drink water, we have to eat food, and we have to breathe the air. And it gets very interesting when you start realizing what's going on with the water that we drink, the food that we eat, and the air that we're breathing.
Yes. I don't disagree with you even for one second. In fact, where I live, which is in Austin, Texas, they spray us constantly, aerial spraying. And the things they spray us with are aluminum oxides, barium, and various forms of fungi, and who knows what else. But that apparently is okay because it's all right with the EPA.
Well, again, there is no such thing as a chemtrail, is there? But those are nothing but contrails, correct?
Oh, no, no, there's no such thing, even though it lasts for hours. And it spreads out in the skies overhead that there's no such thing. So, yeah, I understand that. And I also believe in the tooth fairy. How about you?
Oh, of course. I still do. And what about Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Guys, I got to tell you, our listeners are very, very savvy about chemtrails. So if you guys want to go there, they'll be glad to listen to you talking about some of the specifics of what they're doing.
I would just specifically like to see them eliminate that from what they're doing to us in our skies. And I'd love to see them stop modifying the skies over Austin, Texas, because they've given us a great transition right into super drought. And every time we got clouds that look like they're going to start raining, they start spraying our skies with aluminum oxides. And within about 20 minutes, the cloud tops fall over and start dissipating into little marshmallow clouds. And nothing would make me happier than to see this bunch of sky gangsters go away. I am very disturbed about their approaches, their methods, and quite frankly, I find them to be quite the chickens. You know, they don't want us to know anything about their programs. They don't want us to know anything about what they're doing to us. I find that to be rather disturbing.
And it's very disturbing, and your listeners have probably already watched the documentary What in the World Are They Spraying, but if they hadn't, they need to take time to check it out, because I think it's one of the best documentaries that really gives you point-blank information and documented proof that there is a big difference between contrails and chemtrails.
Yes. Also, the Tatum Chronicles goes into that as well. And
what was that again?
The Tatum Chronicles actually goes into that as well. And Chip Tatum nails down that George H. Bush and Bill Clinton and the gang are really right in the midst of all that.
Yeah, anybody can go do a search, a computer search, by Chip Tatum, and put Ted Gunderson in there and interview, and you'll see a great interview with Chip Tatum, and they'll tell you how to get to the Tatum Chronicles, et cetera. Hey, Christopher, we've got our other folks that are going to be coming on here in about 4 or 5 minutes. I want to give you an opportunity to share with the folks how they might learn more about what you're doing. Is there a website?
Okay. Yes, sir. The very simple website is SWATS, SWATS, team, TEAM.com, SWATsTeam.com, or you can go to GolfChip.com. But those are two easy ways to get to the information. Or if you want to call me directly, my cell number is 205-936-9803. That's 205-936-9803. And real quick, I talked to Red yesterday, and he said he has some issues going on, and I think your listeners will be pleasantly surprised that I think we'll be able to get rid of those issues fairly quickly. So tell your people to listen in to what's going on with him.
Okay, let's get this down, because it's SWATsTeam.com, right?
Yes, sir, SWATsTeam.com.
I put it in chat. It's SWATSTEAM.com, and it's 205-289-9803?
No, 205-936-9803.
285-936-9803.
And tell any of your listeners to call me anytime. I love answering questions, and we'd love to help them get into better health.
Well, we've got about a couple minutes here before the other folks come on. What final things would you like to say about the conference, either one of you guys, before these other guys come on? Because we're going to spend the last hour talking about LifeWave, and just like to give you an opportunity here to share a little bit about what you're thinking about this conference.
Oh, been a great conference, and you got the LifeWave guys coming on. David Smith is a great guy. Their technology works very, very well, so we commend everything they've done, and thank you for putting on this conference. But the conference has been fabulous, been some fabulous speakers, and just strongly encourage any of your listeners that did not get to come this year, if they please could try to make a point to come in so you can open up and realize the technologies that are out there that are being hidden from you.
Christopher, thank you once again also. I sure do appreciate everything from yesterday.
No, thank you guys. We love to help. And again, if you have any questions, please call me anytime and do some research on our company, SWATS. Like I said, we've been the most controversial supplement company in the world. We've been the front page of Yahoo Sports 5 out of the last 7 months talking about this technology, and the very next day it gets buried. So get your listeners to do some research and realize what's going on, because our mission is to get ball players and to get the people away from drugs, chemicals, and surgery.
Good deal.
Well, Christopher, thanks for joining us tonight. We really, really appreciate you coming on and sharing and being so open about what's going on, too, because conference, how open everybody's been, and honest, and good hearts and good spirits, and not just here for self-serving interest. And that's been a big thing for me. I'm just a little bit surprised and shocked by how everyone has had that kind of attitude.
Well, this is, I think, a very different group of people. We all have the same common goals, which is to help people. And we've all been, you know, taken to a certain degree down by the system, and we all want to unite and build up everybody, because, you know, we have to do it together. And what people don't realize is we all do have power. And what you have to do is tell your friends and tell your friends' friends. And once a snowball gets going downhill, it can't be stopped. It won't be stopped. You know, so...
Well, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. John?
I hope you get things resolved with the NFL and stuff, so they will not be harassing you guys.
It's going to get worse because, well, we're going to end up suing the NFL, so it'll be more controversy. That's the way we keep staying in the news. So it'll get bigger and better. So.
Well, I was going to say, you recognize that all the professional sports teams are owned by the same Kazarian cobble that we're having all of our problems with. in this country. And when you recognize that, people begin to realize that the entertainment industry as a whole, sports included, is totally controlled by these people. And it's a circus that is keeping everybody distracted from really some of the important things that are going on in this country. And Christopher, you're facing the brunt of that. And good luck, because they control the courts too.
That's a whole nother issue there.
Yes, it is.
And we
do wish you the best, and I hope we'll be able to stay in touch ongoing. I'd like to keep pace with what you're doing. And also, if you want to get with Red, I'll be glad to. You've already got his contact information, but when it comes to working with the courts, he has got a lot of experience and a lot of good advice. So I would urge you to call on that.
Well, I've talked to him already, and he seems to be a man of a lot of knowledge. So we'll continue to keep touch, because that's what we need, is to know how the system works so we can beat the system.
Yep. Well, we're going to say goodnight, Christopher, and I will talk to you again before we get out of town.
Okay,
thanks
so much for having
me on.
You're
welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Night-night.
Good deal.
Well, John, I want to hear a little more from you on what you've been experiencing so far here.
Oh, man. More than anything else, I'm trying to study out some of the different issues having to deal with present and future energy operations. Looking at some of the HHO type deals, like what we've seen with Vernon, and looking at some of the zero-point energy issues as well. There have been just a multitude of different things to learn and different things that we need to be exploring, especially with the future being so uncertain with the oil company.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. This is Dr. Kate, the host. I'd really like to ask who's ever snoring to wake up and stop snoring, please. Thank you.
Anyways. Thank you. Anyways, the conference itself has been, I think, real beneficiary, and I think there's a whole lot that I'm going to be able to take back from this and take back to Austin with me, where I can benefit from it and maybe put some of those things to good use.
Hey, Red, are you there? Red Beckman, are you on with us?
Oh, I am.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm trying to be a good listener.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Red. How are you doing?
I'm getting by.
Getting by, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's sure good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in some time. Anyway, down at the conference, Red, there's some really good things that came about down here, and there are several people that said that they could be of benefit to you as well, some of the issues that you've had to deal with. So hopefully they'll get in touch with you and be able to be of some help.
Well, they said they would, and so I'll try anything at this stage of the game.
Well, I understand that. But we've met some great people down here, and everybody seems to be working for one common goal and one common purpose, and that's to help each other instead of tear each other down. And it's rather a decent conference. So I hope that maybe I can travel back to the place again next year as well. Barry?
John, I'm going to mute for a second. You and Red would visit for just a moment. I'll
sure.
be right with you.
Sounds great. Hey, Red?
Yeah.
Some of the technology that we've experienced down here has been quite good. The issues having to deal with HHO seems like they're getting real close on that right now. There's some people doing some real great things with some of these motors. They got a little little 30cc motor that a gentleman's developing down here, which will develop some fairly extreme horsepower. And given a half a chance, hopefully he will get it out on the market. There is another gentleman that's doing some good work with HHO and starting to pull some of that together. And there's a lot of studies that are going on with the zero-point energy. So these people have worked hard to make this thing happen. And I think if you get a chance, we'll try to get some of the stuff pulled together for you as well, and maybe get a chance to look through it and see what you think.
That's a lot on strong.
Yeah, I was fascinated by a lot of what I heard because I have one of those Vibe machines, and I also have a Rife machine, and both of them, well, the Rife machine is, they call it resonant light.
Nothing different.
And
yeah.
It works quite well for some people. I can't tell that it's done anything for me.
Right.
I've had it for a year.
Yes.
And the Vibe machine, I've had it for several years, but the last 3 or 4 years, I haven't even turned it on because I could not tell that it was doing anything other than taking wealth from my pocket and putting it in somebody else's pocket.
Yes, and I do understand that most sincerely. I have a Rife machine, which is minor in nature. I don't have anything of any substantial purpose like what some of these other guys have got. And mine just has the little silver handset for it. And I don't know if it's beneficial to speak of or not. I've used it very little. And for the most part, it has said as well. So there are those that swear by it. There are those that, for lack of a better term, swear at it.
John?
Yes.
John, I believe our other guest might be on with us now. David, Steve, are you there?
I am here.
I'm here.
Well, let me introduce Dr. Steve Halterwanger and David Schmidt. Dr. Halterwanger is the Director of Health and Science for LifeWave, and David Schmidt is the inventor and CEO of LifeWave. Welcome, gentlemen, to Walls in Our Minds.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Rife is. Royal Raymond Rife. Yeah.
We're getting some background noise from somebody, and I'm not sure who that is, but gentlemen, if you would tell us a little bit about yourselves and about LifeWave, that would be a wonderful way to get started for our listeners.
Sure enough, we'd be very happy to do that. LifeWave is a company that has a new nanotechnology product, and these are products for relieving pain, improving energy, improving the quality of sleep, and providing some very dramatic anti-aging effects, and we do this without any type of drugs, stimulants, no supplements, nothing enters the body. It all happens with light.
Is that what I assume that was you, David?
That was that was me.
Well, Dr. Halterwanger, give us a little background on yourself and how you're associated with LifeWave.
I'm a medical doctor. I started off in chemistry and then went into medicine, neurology. And about 8 years ago, I was asked to investigate the technology for an investor and to look into it. And as a result of my investigation, I told the investor it looked like a real technology, and it tested out well. And a couple of years after that, I was invited to be the director of research for the company. So I've known David Schmidt for 8 years, and this technology has changed thousands of lives from people all over the world. Now, while it is a nanotechnology, it is not the type that people are concerned at that is toxic, that would go into the skin. The materials used are all organic, so should they actually get, you know, if the patch was to break open, they would break down. They would actually, you could eat them and digest them because they're natural organic substances. So the issue of some people have that it's a nanotechnology product is not applicable for LifeWay because of the non-toxic nature of the technology. Over.
Well, I know from last night there's a few folks that heard the word photobiomodulation. David, I think I got that term from you, and if you could give we've got some pretty technical people listening here, especially our producer, Dr. Kate, who is a hydrogeologist and has some knowledge of this kind of technology. And so, if you guys want to get a little bit technical, I know that Kate would certainly appreciate it, but I'd just love to get our listeners understanding a little bit about the intricacies of the technology. So whichever one of you would like to launch off into that would be great.
Sure. I would be happy to cover that. This is David. First, here's the simple explanation for photobiomodulation. You go out in the sun, and light causes your body to make vitamin D. Light causes your body to make melanin, which gives us a suntan. So photobiomodulation describes this in very technical terms, but essentially what it means is that very specific wavelengths of light will cause specific chemical changes within the human body. Now, this was researched by the Department of Defense about 10 years ago, and what they were trying to do, they funded a scientist by the name of Whelan, and he was with the Navy. And what they were trying to find out was how they could repair the damage that was caused to the eyes by laser communication devices that was being used out in the field. So they found out that if they used specific wavelengths of light, it could initiate repairs of the cells. Now, this information has slowly made its way over into the public domain. And as an example, today, you can go out into Beverly Hills, you can go into California, and you can go see a dermatologist, and you can put your face into a bank of orange lights that have specific wavelengths of light, and these will actually trigger your skin to repair damage to the collagen, and only with light you get reduction in wrinkles. Our technology, instead of using an active light source like you would with a laser, we use crystals, and these crystals, just like you would have in a radio set, these crystals are activated by heat, they emit specific wavelengths of light, and they trigger beneficial effects within the human body. And the effects are so quick that if you have somebody in pain, we can get pain relief, 50% or better pain relief, within only 2 or 3 minutes of application. So the technology works. We back it by over 50 clinical studies. There's science behind it, and it's immediately demonstrable.
David, this is John. I had a quick question for you. How many areas have you guys identified so far with your nanotechnology that you guys can actually help people with their physical ailments?
Well, the type of things that we go after are some pretty basic needs for people. The first product that we had on the market was for energy production. Most people today, they rely on coffee, they rely on some type of stimulants like a Red Bull to give them energy. And unfortunately, stimulants are artificial energy. So what we came up with was a way of using our technology to elevate energy production in the cell. And we do this by increasing the burning of fat. In addition to that, we have one of our biggest selling products is that for pain relief, and we've helped tens of thousands of people around the world get drug-free pain relief using only light therapy. We also have been able to address improvement the quality of sleep, appetite control, and probably our most remarkable products are in the field of anti-aging, where we can actually use specific wavelengths of light to increase antioxidant production in the body and not only get anti-aging but get age reversal, where people look and feel younger after a period of time of using our products.
That to me is amazing. I tried your strength product yesterday, and I still am wearing it as of today. And as of so far, I've rather enjoyed it. I've been so busy here lately, I haven't had a chance to even slow down. So I find that there's a real beneficial angle to that whole situation, at least for me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate hearing that. You know, we're down here at Tesla Tech in Albuquerque, and we're doing demonstrations of our pain relief product and our anti-aging products. And I have to tell you, you know, people are amazed when they come up to our booth and they're suffering with pain, and within 2 minutes they're getting 50% or better pain relief. And sometimes these are things they've been suffering with for years. You're right. People are amazed at the results.
Yeah, Terry said that one patch that you guys gave him yesterday at the back of at the base of his neck relieved his symptoms in seconds, not minutes. He was rather amazed by your product. So,
I've got a lot of background. I got a lot of background noise, so I'm just going to talk loud and hopefully it won't play out too much on the listeners. But I've always had real bad muscle tension problems in my back, and it's knotted up a lot, and I also can.
Hello?
I'm sorry, I just had a lot of noise. But at any rate, I also recently in the last week and a half or so, I've had a lot of stress in one of my wrists. And I've done a lot of stretching of it, but it just seemed tender for the last week and a half. And I put their pain patch, which I believe is Kent standing here next to me. That's the iceberg.
Ice wave.
On my top part of my back of my spine, and within 10 seconds, the tension was gone out of the muscles in my back. I couldn't believe that. And about 15 or 20 minutes later, I realized, I hadn't even thought about it, but about 20 minutes later, I realized the pain was gone out of my wrist. And it really pretty much stayed that way for a good 24-hour period. And it really has not come back in the way it was. My back's been feeling pretty good today, and my wrist has been tender at all since then. So it made a believer out of me very quickly.
Well, this is Dr. Halswanger. We've had a number of studies that actually confirm exactly what you're saying. One study was done in Italy with 117 people, and they looked at muscular tension. And they found that when the ice wave pain patches were placed on the body, that muscular tension would start being relieved within seconds to minutes. We've done other studies, a number of them, including on humans, horses, and dogs, with infrared thermography. This is an infrared detector that's very sensitive to human energy field or biological field of energy coming off of living creatures, and it's sensitive to 0.1 degrees centigrade difference. So it's a very high-tech piece of equipment, $90,000 to buy a camera like this. And what we've done is we've looked at humans, dogs, horses, and what we find is there's a very rapid effect on reduction of heat and inflammation. Starts usually about where the location of the patch is, and then over a period of a few minutes expands to the entire body. So that really fits what you're saying, that although you had it on a distant location, your wrist became less inflamed and less painful over a period of time. And that's, you know, we've done literally hundreds of people now through infrared testing. So we've got scientific studies that back up everything you just said. Thank you.
Well, that's great. David, I would recommend anything you'd like to talk about here. You gave a great lecture the other day, so I know you got plenty to say about the product, and I just want you guys to feel like you got the floor here, and the listeners are obviously very interested in your product.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, the lecture that I gave the other day was on anti-aging, and you know, the whole premise behind this is that while we're interested in living longer and healthier lives, what I would like to propose is that it's not so much about how long we live, but it's about recapturing our youth. And, you know, there's no point into living to be 150 years old if you're debilitated, if your body's in pain, if you're low in energy. So the LifeWave technology is about changing this paradigm about how we can stay younger longer and how we can restore health. If you're already in your 60s, your 70s, how you can restore your health and get age reversal and recapture youth. So how is that going to be possible? Well, you know, think about it. People have been talking about for years is live a healthy lifestyle, stay away from smoking, have a healthy diet, exercise regularly, drink lots of water. These are all really important things. They're basic tenets of health. But we know that the average lifespan today is about 80 years old. So even if we're having a healthy diet and exercising and drinking lots of water, you know, take Jack LaLanne, for example, we're still going to max out at about 100 years. And the maximum lifespan, if we're lucky, real lucky, is about 130. So it's very clear that if we take a purely biochemical approach to aging, that our bodies are still going to break down, and we're not going to be able to hold on to our youth or recapture our youth. So a new approach is required, and a new way of thinking about aging is required. So going back over 10 years ago, I was developing products for the United States Navy, and I was working on survival equipment. How do we improve survivability for crews of submarines? And I came up with this idea of people in the military are using stimulants. They're using caffeine-laced chewing gum. They're drinking soda, drinking coffee to stay awake. Sometimes they're doing worse than that. They're taking amphetamines. And I've always been into health my entire life, and I was really opposed to this philosophically. And I thought, you know, what if we could tap into the body's latent source of energy, which is fat? And what if we could burn fat more efficiently? And the more I looked into this, what I found was that as we age, and by the way, this is substantiated by medical doctors and clinical studies in universities around the world, that as we age, we get less and less energy from fat and more energy from sugar. And it's not surprising that there has been a dramatic increase in the rate of diabetes. And one of the reasons is that we're getting more of our energy from sugar and less of our energy from fat burning. So there are dramatic changes that occur within the cells as we age. They become dehydrated, they start to shrink, we get more energy from sugar, and so our health spirals down. So originally, LifeWave was invented as a way that we could optimize fat burning and get more energy naturally. And something very interesting happened along the way. Dr. Haltewanger and I found that this was a very powerful anti-aging mechanism, getting the body back to a normal metabolism, and we started to see these anti-aging effects occur within the cells when we were optimizing cell metabolism. So from that, what we started to see when we got the product out and people started to use it is that they started to look and feel younger. Well, we optimized this effect over a period of time, and I figured out how to elevate antioxidants in the body, like glutathione, that can protect our body from damage. We developed a product called carnosine, and this product helps to repair the damage that's caused by aging. And our brand new product that just came out in January, which I was talking about here at Tesla Tech, is called Eon. And this Eon product, what it does is it balances the nervous system so we can reduce the effect that stress has on our bodies, understanding that stress is the number one cause of aging. So, and this Eon product has some very, very dramatic effects over a period of time, and I won't go into them just now. But this is all to say that this new technology, which is not a supplement, it has nothing to do, it's not a drug, it's all based on light therapy, that we can improve our health, get anti-aging effects, and restore our youth, and be able to recapture our youth as we age.
Well, I know that my co-host, Red Beckman, who has rheumatoid arthritis, would love to know how to get this stuff and kind of what the cost of it is. Some of our listeners are wondering. I made a comment about it being fairly affordable. I know some of these products that I've seen here, like, you know, there's one unit that costs like $24,000, and it's a lot lower cost of point of entry here to try this out than some of these other, you know, light and electronic systems. And folks would like to hear about that if you're willing to talk about that.
Yeah, sure thing. You know, one of the things I'm very, very happy about that we've been able to accomplish over the past 10 years is we've been able to, our products are manufactured at FDA-registered facilities. We have about 30,000 square feet in manufacturing space. So we've been able to, over the years, take our money, reinvest it, and continue to upgrade our manufacturing facilities so we can make a product as inexpensively as possible and get it out to the masses. So today, our product is very affordable. If you're buying a single package of any of our products, it would be $70 for a one-month supply. So this is priced the same way that vitamins would be. And if you buy more than one of our product, it can be as inexpensive as $50 per month for a one-month supply of product. So that's very, very inexpensive, whether or not we're talking about for pain relief or for anti-aging. So this is something that everyone can afford.
I understand there's a kit that there's a special being run on. You want to talk about that? And I put Rock
I'm
Wave.
Sorry, did you say there's
kits,
a... Do you say there's
I
a
ask
kit?
A kit that's on special?
Yeah, we have that down over here at Tesla Tech. So if you come on down to Tesla Tech and you go to our booth, you can learn a little bit more about that.
Well, I've got Kent's online with us. Kent, you want to talk about that?
Hi. Yeah, you know, we've got a great special for the Tesla Tech conference down here. We have a gold package, which is a sample package that's a great weight where people can have an opportunity to sample all of the different patches. And it comes in one kit, which has an instruction booklet that tells you, shows you the locations where the patches can be placed for the biggest benefit. And it's easy to do. So if you come on down here, we'll show you all about that kit.
Well, we're getting a little bit of feedback here from the music that's going on across the hall. So I'm gonna ask you guys to fill in here and talk a little bit more. We've got about another 30 minutes to go on the show here. And I've got a lot of noise in my background, too, so I'm going to be quiet and let you guys talk. Kate, if you would like to come on and ask some questions, or Red, I know that you may have some specific questions related to the rheumatoid arthritis, and John, you as well. So I'm going to be quiet and let you guys jump in.
Hey, Terry.
Oh, go ahead.
Go right ahead, John.
They pretty well drove me out of the building with the music that was going on in the background. That's the only way I could kill the overtones. Anyways, David? impressed with
yes, sir.
With the amount of things that you guys can do with your products at this point in time. I was thinking about something that you said. The military's been using that also for trying to improve people's ability to see and things of that nature. Is that correct?
Well, we actually we have marketed our products to the military in the past, and we've had troops on active duty in Iraq and Afghanistan using our IceWave pain relief product. And we've looked at some really interesting applications for the military. I'm not at liberty to go into all of them, but probably the one that for us that is of the most interest is in pain relief. I can't tell you how many great men and women in the military that I've worked with, and you know, these people put their lives on the line every day to defend our rights, defend the country. You know, sorry, I'm being a little patriotic here, but when you see the suffering that some of these people have to go through, it's really heartbreaking. And, you know, the worst part is that as a country, we spend $100 billion a year in pain relief medication. Now, this is a figure that I got from the U.S. Army Surgeon General, and this is a report that's online from the Pain Management Task Force. So, you know, what this is to say is that we need a new alternative to pharmaceutical drugs. Pharmaceutical drugs are great in an emergency, but you don't want to live off of them because they can create all kinds of systemic problems, and they can create problems with your kidneys and with your liver. So not only that, but you know, this pharmaceutical drugs for pain meds create substance abuse. They create dependence. So what we're doing with LifeWave technology is providing a new method where people can get pain relief and reduction in inflammation without having to use drugs, without masking the pain, but getting a real healing within the body. So Dr. Holtewanger and I, we have spent a lot of time with people in the Veterans Administration, with people in the armed services, and we're delighted at the contribution that we've made, but we'd really like to take it out to a bigger level and help more people in the military that are suffering with pain and want a better solution.
I got a simple question for you. Are you guys in the near future looking at coming out with any type of eye care type product in your line?
Well, the products actually can be used. Let me back up for a minute. We don't claim that we treat any condition,
and this sure, I understand that.
But you can use them to improve the cellular function of many organs.
Yes.
Many organs in the body. You're getting a lot of noise over here. Okay. And so one thing people will do will be taking the energy patches, and they'll put them in a sleep mask. And they'll put them, you can put them on top of the sleep mask or inside the sleep mask, and they'll lay down with them over their eye. And we have a lot of people reporting they have less eye strain, that their vision feels clearer. And so I don't want to go and make any representations on conditions, but we've had a lot of success with that. For that example.
And the reason I'm asking that is because of the sort of things we're experiencing, like I'm from the Austin area, and one of the things that we experience, we have jets flying over us every day and dumping aluminum oxides and other issues into our air, and I think it has a tendency to affect my my eyes from time to time, and I find myself rubbing my eyes frequently now. And I don't find that some days it's as clear as it should be. And so I guess my question was somewhat selfish, and you pretty well answered that. So thanks.
Another area I'd like to talk about is our sleep patch technology. It's called Silent Nights. Now, we've had a couple of studies completed, and we have more ongoing. But we have learned that up to 82% of people will have more restful sleep when they wear these silent night patches, their LifeWave. And that's been a very big benefit for many people. That I was talking to somebody today about a 80-year-old man from Kansas who hasn't had any good sleep in 35 years. And he, after the first few days of wearing the towel at night, he had a tremendous improvement of sleep over 8 hours. And his comment was, I haven't slept 8 hours in 35 years. So
hey,
that's a very restful sleep, yes.
Doc, I'm not sure where the background noise is coming from. We've been muted out here.
We're in a room. We're in a room.
Yeah, I know. Red.
Nobody hear us.
Good. Red, are you there?
I'm here.
If you could mute your phone, that might be the trick.
What?
Can you mute your phone?
I think I can. I'll put my glasses on. I never have. But I think there is a mute button on there.
Okay, I'm not sure what we're getting the background of the sound for him, but it's kind of interfering with what the doctor was saying. Go ahead, Steve, please.
Well, I don't want to repeat everything. I just basically state that we have a very effective patch for sleep, and it's been proven in clinical studies to improve sleep in up to 82% of people that use the technology. And I was telling the story about an 80-year-old man from Kansas who reported that he hadn't slept well in 35 years, but after using the sleep patch for a couple of nights, he slept 8 hours, and so that was the first time in 35 years he'd had that much sleep in one night. So, I mean, some people are very, very excited about the changes that occur in their life. We've got people that have had dramatic improvements in their, you know, general state of well-being and health, and I don't want to say a disease, but they feel better. They feel great. They're like, hey, I used to be this way. I was in pain. I couldn't function. I couldn't walk. Now I use these patches. I'm not taking pain medication. I feel better. I want to tell other people about how benefited I have been, how well I've benefited from using your devices. Over.
Well, you know, Dr. Halpiwanger, that also raises an interesting point. The gentleman that was just on talking about eye health, and one of the things I think people would find of interest is that there are two antioxidants that are found in tears that protect our eyes. One, and most listeners may never have heard of these antioxidants before. Most people are familiar with vitamin C, vitamin E, even coenzyme Q10. But there's an antioxidant called glutathione. Glutathione is your body's master antioxidant. As a matter of fact, this is starting to get into the public because Dr. Oz has been talking about this recently on his show. But glutathione is an antioxidant that sits above all others. And as your body uses up vitamin C, as it uses up vitamin E, glutathione will go and recycle these other antioxidants. So you find glutathione in nearly every cell in the human body, and it does an incredible job at protecting your body from damage. As a matter of fact, I happen to talk about this in Suzanne Summers' book, Knockout. And it was known in the 1960s that glutathione is the antioxidant that protects your body from chemical carcinogenesis. So that means that in the 1960s, the FDA scientists discovered that glutathione could protect your body from getting cancer from toxic pesticides. But my knowledge, that's never really been advertised to the public. Anyway, glutathione is an antioxidant. It's found in your tears. And another antioxidant called carnosine is also found in your tears. So if you want to protect your eye health, you want to elevate glutathione and you want to elevate carnosine. And we happen to have two products that do that.
You want a beer?
Well, one of the things that I liked about the patches was that you have you don't just put it all on one patch. You've got different patches for different purposes, and the fact that they're not putting chemicals in. So if you guys would like to talk a little bit about that.
Sure, I'll talk about a portion of it, and then I'll turn it over to Dr. Halpiwanger. You know, we really take a holistic approach to the human body, and that's one of the reasons why we don't want to use drugs or stimulants or even vitamins with this. We're taking an entirely different approach, and we want to use the body's own self-healing system to promote good health. So the products that we offer are designed to optimize energy production. They're designed to optimize sleep, optimize your body's antioxidant levels. So when you do that, you find that you feel better. You feel like you did when you were in your teens or in your 20s. You're getting a good night's sleep. When you wake up in the morning, you feel refreshed. And you're giving your body the antioxidants that it needs to protect yourself from all of these harmful toxins that are in our environment today. So you actually have a chance to maintain your health and then, of course, recapture some of your youth, you know, restore your body to healthy effects. You know, I will actually let Dr. Haltewanger talk about an amazing study that we did with our anti-aging product called Eon. And in this study, we were looking at, which we did about 8 of them, but one in specifically that was done was something called electrointerstitial scanning. We actually saw how these patches can help initiate cell repair.
Yes, that's one of the things that's exciting because we've utilized numerous types of instrumentation because we're looking for objective scientific measurements that can be reproducible and repeatable from laboratory to laboratory as we study this technology. And one of the studies we did was using an instrumentation that was developed in Europe. It's called electrointerstitial scan. And we look at the electrical properties of the organs. And what we found was over a period of about a month, utilizing our new patch Eon, we could improve the function of a number of organs in the body based on their changes in electrical properties. Another aspect of this I want to talk about is how the patches actually work on rebalancing the body, and we do it in numerous ways. One thing that occurs is we've seen regular use of our patches rebalance the autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system has two branches, kind of your accelerator, your sympathetic branch, and your braking system or your parasympathetic, which, you know, if you were in a dangerous situation, such as you were walking and somebody came out was going to rob you, you might become scared or frightened or angry. That would be your sympathetic. But, you know, after that's over, you don't want to stay in those states. That your body, is nervous system is actually able to send signals to calm down, go into a more relaxed state, lowering your blood pressure, lowering your heart rate. And that's your parasympathetic or your braking state. Well, many people, because of the stress of our society, are kind of set into the stressful state. And one of the things we learned with our studies is that the Eon patch is a very powerful way of de-stressing the body, of bringing the body back toward a state of balance. Now, that's one way of improving balance. Another thing that happens is using our energy patches on a regular basis helps redistribute energy in the body. The example I like to use is like you're growing wheat in Kansas, but unless you've got some kind of transportation system to get it out of Kansas, it doesn't do anybody any good. You can't feed New York unless you can transport the wheat to New York. And so the body has the same mechanisms. It has ways of developing energy and creating energy, but it also has ways of transporting energy and information.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be talking about
that. And transporting energy from one place to another. And what we've learned is that the energy patches can actually unblock these channels that have been blocked up and redistribute energy. Over.
I'm not hearing anything. Is that because nobody's talking or because my sound went down?
I just finished what I was saying, and I said over.
Okay, good. We had technical issues last night because of the solar flares, and Skype was dropping on me a little bit, so I'm a little skittish about our system here. We've got about 15 minutes left to go on the show, and I just want to give you guys all the floor time.
Yeah, they've had hundreds and hundreds of years to put it all together.
Red, if you're there and not muted, you might jump in here and talk to these guys specifically about your arthritis. Might take Red a few minutes to. Why don't you guys go ahead and address that? Because Red's 82 years old, and I think it'd be good to maybe.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we do.
You know, I find this all very interesting, and it reminds me of some of the things that have happened in my life over the past 20 years. And it makes it so that all this stuff that I've been hearing here the last three nights now is really fascinating. Now, back in the mid-90s, I had a serious problem with asthma. And I was traveling the country, of course, and some areas I would just have a real bad time with the asthma. And along came some people, some friends of ours back in Montana, and they said, Red, you've got to try these magnets because they had had some pretty fabulous results with a daughter of theirs with magnets. Well, I was a skeptic, and but my good wife, she bought a pair of these insoles, magnetic insoles. And she tied a shoelace between them so that when she hung that around my neck, I had one of those magnetic foot deals on each side of my chest. In a matter of 24 hours, I was on prescription inhalers. But in a matter of 24 hours, my asthma, it was gone. I just didn't have a problem. And the strange part about it was I knew people that also had asthma, and so I was in a hurry to tell them about what these magnets had done for me. And almost without exception, no one else seemed to get the same results that I did. And that is something that I could not understand. I had such a fantastic reaction, and other people, a lot of them didn't have any reaction whatever. The most significant thing I had happen, we went and bought some other magnets, seat cushion chairs for in the car, And we bought several different kinds of magnets. And a friend of mine, he had a niece about 25 years old that was married to a Navy officer in San Diego. And she had gotten one of those contraceptive implants, and it destroyed her immune system. She had the best medical care that the Navy could come up with and civilian doctors in the San Diego, Southern California area. And when I found out about it, they had sent this young lady back to her mother in Montana to die because they just couldn't do anything for her. She wore a full face mask 24 hours a day because she was allergic to everything. And I suggested to my friend, I said, if I loan you a couple of these magnets, I said, will you try to get her to try them? And he said, they'll do anything. They're so desperate. And so I made about a 25-mile round trip and went back to my home and got the seat cushion and got a couple of those magnetic insoles, took them back to my friend, and I said, asked him, I said, is she a large gal, or is she a petite person? And he said, she's petite. I said, have her sleep on that seat cushion. The next morning, that girl woke up, and she had her immune system back. In just overnight, she slept on that pad, and within 3 or 4 days, she was on her way back to San Diego. And you know, I don't understand this. I can't figure this out, because this kind of thing works for some people, and then it doesn't work for others. And I've tried all these different recommendations from the different people, the alternative medicine in particular, to try to solve this rheumatoid arthritis. And of course, I've spent a small fortune, about $16,000 for a Vibe machine about 10 years ago. And it wouldn't do anything for me, not one thing. Osteoarthritis, people had a pretty good reaction, and diabetics had a pretty good reaction. I had nothing. And that machine sits in a storage room and has for about 3 years or better and hasn't even been turned on. I have this resonant light Rife machine. I've had it for about a year, and I can't tell. I'm continuing taking these treatments as they recommend, but I can't tell that it's doing anything for me. I just feel that I'm going downhill, and I've more or less come to the conclusion that at 82 years of age, pushing 83, I probably got my hopes too high for the age bracket that I'm in. And so, you know, but when I hear what these fellows are saying, I just, I'm intrigued. As I'm trying to project to everybody here, is that I've tried everything I can think of or has come my way, and I'm sure I'll not hesitate to try something else. I spent 30 years traveling this country as a convention and a seminar speaker, and I took on the Internal Revenue Service and have kind of whipped their butt for them pretty regular. And so I've had a certain amount of stress, and that's probably been part of the problem. Of course, I've written seven books, and I've got five that would rate as bestsellers. So I've been a busy guy, and I'm still busy today with the new the videos that we've got on Google and such. And I plan to kick butt after I'm gone. The IRS... they won't be harassing me, but I'll be harassing them even after I'm gone. So with that, I'll shut my mouth.
Well, Red, thank you so much. You are obviously a very interesting person, and it'd be my pleasure to meet you. And please come by our LifeWave booth and with our compliments, get a free sample of our product so you don't have to spend any money to try our products. As a matter of fact, we have our distributors all over this great country, and they go out and they do public meetings so that people can try our products at no cost. And by the way, I do want to address what you said, because it's very, very interesting. The first thing is I would just remind the listeners out there that LifeWave is a new technology, and it is not magnets. It's very different than that. But you brought up a really interesting point, and that is that this is in the field of energy medicine. Now, Dr. Haltewanger, in addition to being a medical doctor and a clinical nutritionist, happens to be one of the world authorities and experts on the electrical properties of cancer cells and the electrical properties of the human body. And back in the 1960s and early 1970s, there was a classic book written called The Body Electric, by Dr. Robert Becker. And in this book, Dr. Becker goes into his discoveries on how the electrical properties of the human body control the biochemistry. So what this means is that we can use different types of light therapy for creating healing effects. We can use magnetic fields and electromagnetic fields and electrical fields for healing therapies. And that's why many of these products have made their way onto the market over the past number of decades, and they have different effects on different people. Some are more efficacious than others. The approach that we've taken with LifeWave is quite a bit different than any other product that's been developed before. What we're going to do is use very small amounts of light that are emitted by crystals and use very specific wavelengths of light to trigger very specific reactions within the cells. So we are able to get anti-inflammatory effects by elevating specific antioxidants. Now, we're not claiming that we treat arthritis, but we are claiming that we're able to manage pain and reduce inflammation. So you go ahead and stop by our booth. You can get a free sample of our pain relief product. We have a number of doctors that are working down at the booth. They'll be happy to apply it for you. We have our anti-aging products, which also are anti-inflammatory. And I think what you're going to find is that you're going to get great results with our products. And it won't cost you anything to find out.
Well, I'm up in the state of Washington, and you're down in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So I can assure you I won't be stopping by. I'm very, very limited in how much travel I can do right now, and but I will be following up on this, and I'm just glad that there's people like you out there. And of course, I've watched and tried to learn from the Tesla work in my age group. Of course, I can remember when Royal Rife was a very, very popular doctor in this country because of what he was doing. And I knew about it at the time, even as a young child. I knew when I was 15 years old, I knew about Royal Rife. And so I followed his work for a long time. And it's a fascinating study. And I just hope that at some point I run into something that will let me go do something so that I can go fishing in my later years.
Well,
anyway,
I want to
thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I was under the impression you were here at Tesla Tech this weekend. But I tell you what, you go ahead and you give your contact information over to Terry. And as the CEO of the company, I'll be happy to send you out a complimentary package of our products, no charge for participating in the show this evening. You get it with my compliments, and we'll wish you the best of luck.
David, I'll send you
a complimentary copy of one of my books.
Well, fair deal has never been.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure who's winning that deal, because I'm here to tell you I've read most of his books, and they're great. They're awesome. People love them that I've given them to. So we have about one more minute, maybe a minute and a half here to go. So any closing comments, David?
Yeah, I guess what I would say is, you know, we've been in business for the past 10 years, and our products have been adopted all over the world. We distribute our products out to 100 countries now, and we've been very, very fortunate in that the last 2 years, Inc. magazine has ranked us as one of the fastest-growing companies in the United States. We have Suzanne Summers, who is the ambassador for our company. And we've just achieved remarkable levels of success. And, you know, I tell you, that is just a statement from the people of the United States that they want alternatives to stimulants. They want alternatives to medications. And we have a real solution. It's inexpensive. People can afford it. They can start to implement it. It's no more complicated than peeling off the back of one of our products and just putting it on the body, and it goes to work. And we have over 50 clinical studies that document the safety and the efficacy of our products. So I'd really like to thank you, Terry, for allowing Dr. Haltewanger and I to be on your show. And if people want to learn more information, they should go to our website, which is www.lifewave.com. And that's LifeWave.
I've been posting Kent's site at rockthewave.com, and folks have been actually checking it out while the show's been going on. We are out of time, and I am very thankful for you gentlemen coming and joining us tonight. And just enjoy the rest of the conference, and I'll be visiting with you and picking up Red's free samples, because I'll get them to him. Have a good night, gentlemen.
Thank you, Terry. Have
good night,
a good night,
Terry. Good night, all of y'all.
Good night, Red.
Good night.
Thank you.